a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Watch this, a time of love and a time of hate, time of war and a time of peace. So to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Getting an overly simplistic view that says always positive, always the good news, always joy, always happy. And by the way, this is also an unrealistic expectation to have of your life. You need to understand that you are going to go through times of sadness and sorrow and grief, and that's okay. But a lot of people, they think that if there's a time of sorrow and sadness, they need to immediately get drugs. Oh, you're depressed? Take an antidepressant. Now, I knew a lady whose child, her only child, died. Now, when your only child dies, do you think you're going to be mourning? Think you're going to be weeping, right? And this lady was given antidepressants by her doctor weeks later. Two weeks later, oh, you need to get on these antidepressants. Now, wait a minute. She doesn't have chronic depression here. Her child just died. She's going through a normal grieving, mourning process. She doesn't need drugs because that's actually a healthy, normal process. When someone you love dies, you mourn for them. Now, the Bible does teach that we don't mourn like those who have no hope. We know that we have hope in Jesus Christ. And so I don't believe that we should just, you know, go down with sorrow to the grave, as Jacob said. That isn't right, to just mourn endlessly and to just, I'm just going to be sorry for the rest of my life. No, what you do is you go through a normal mourning period. I mean, some people in the Bible that died, they mourned for them 40 days. And 40 days they put on sackcloth and mourned and were sad. You know, obviously, when someone dies or when something horrible happens, the normal response is to be sad, to mourn. But you move on from that. You know, God heals you and you move on, and then there comes a time of joy in your life, a time of rejoicing in your life, and you're happy once again, and you rejoice in the Lord, and you're thankful for the things that you have. But it's wrong to sit there and have an expectation of never having any sorrow, never having any mourning. And if you're sad, if you're sorry, take these antidepressants. And by the way, one of the side effects is depression. And one of the side effects is suicide. Literally, look up any antidepressant in the package insert, and in the possible side effects, depression, suicidal tendencies, violence are listed as possible side effects of the antidepressants. Go figure. But we think today, oh, I need a drug to make me happy all the time. But honestly, you just need to go through sad times. The Bible said through the sorrow, the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. So God's saying that things that we go through that make us sad, they actually make us a better person. Now, who wants to be a better person? I want to be a better person, right? Well, then that means I'm going to have to go through some times of sadness in my life. You know, David said, it's good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might keep thy word. You know, God uses affliction and sadness in our life to make us a better person. Sometimes you need to go to church and not hear what you want to hear, but hear what you need to hear.